The Washington state legislature is under the gun from a state Supreme Court decision which found the state is not fulfilling its paramount duty under the Constitution, which is to fund basic education. By some estimates, the state will need to find $1 billion for K-12 education to fulfill that duty. Yesterday, we talked to Republican Senator Steve Litzau, chair of the Senate Early Learning and K-12 Education Committee. Today, we turn to the woman who would have been chair of that committee had not two Democratic senators joined Republicans in forming a new majority coalition. Democratic State Senator Rosemary McAuliffe is the senior Democrat on the Senate Early Learning and K-12 Education Committee. Rosemary McAuliffe, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
How much do you think it's going to cost to adequately fund basic education, or at least to satisfy the Supreme Court ruling?
The Quality Education Council put values upon the prototypical school model. So it defines class size, how many teachers are needed in that classroom. It also gives says how many counselors should be in that school, nurses, and other personnel that will support children learning. That, by 2018, that is about $4 to $5 billion.
So you've got
that includes compensation for teachers. It also includes transportation and supplies.
$4 to $8 billion.
Yes.
That's kind of a big stretch. Why is it so wide?
That we are currently underfunding basic education. And then in the last few years, we have cut $3 billion from our education system. So we are currently, under McCleary decision, underfunding basic education. And we do need to invest dollars into our schools for our kids.
I guess I'm not clear on why there's such a wide range. The difference between $4 and $8 billion is vast. Why isn't there a more precise estimate of what it's going to cost to get to where you need to be?
I would say probably that this 2261 was passed a few years ago, and it actually, and that was in 2009, and we're looking at 2018 where we will be fully funding basic ed under the reform that we passed in 2009. So I think the figure of the difference is that you're looking at numbers from 2009, and now you're going to look at numbers in 2018. It was an estimate.
The Democrats and the Republicans are taking different perspectives on this. Do you think that both sides of the aisle agree that the goal is to get the graduation rate up and to eliminate the disparity between students?
Oh, absolutely. What we really want to see is all of our children achieving at high standards, and that is why we put in place an assessment system in 2001 and 2 that actually determined the skills and knowledge our students are able to do in reading, writing, math, and science. Today, they have to prove that they have been able to acquire that knowledge to graduate. So when Senator Litzau says in 1998, 84% of the students were graduating, those students just moved through the system. Today, in 2013, we have a harder challenge because our students have to pass a state assessment on reading, writing, math, and science to graduate. That's a good thing.
Senator Litzau agreed that both the Republicans and Democrats have the same overall goals. Here's how he characterized the differences between Republicans and Democrats on education.
They believe it's all a money issue, and we believe it's part of it's money, but part of it is also what policies are you using to make sure students are more successful. We realize we have to put more money in, but we've got to make a much tighter connection between the money we're putting in and the outcomes in the student learning that's happening. And right now, we don't believe it's there.
Senator McAuliffe, do you agree with Senator Litzau's characterization that Democrats believe it's all about the money?
I think that we have demonstrated by passing 2261, a reform of basic education, and this was determined by the McCleary decision that this was what we should be funding in by 2018, we have shown that reform does cause us to have to invest in our schools and our kids. And yes, we do have to invest money in the reforms that we have currently passed. To add a reform on top of a reform creates a frustration within all of education. We have to keep the promises we made, and that means we have to fully fund basic education as described under 2261.
One of the specifics being proposed by the Republicans is a letter grade for schools. Senator Lietzau said he would like to have people be able to see that the school their child goes to is ranked as an A or a B or a C or even lower than that. What do you think about adding that layer?
Grading schools from an A to an F without giving them resources to improve is comparable to giving a child an F without giving them the support they need to learn. So who's at fault here? The school? The child, or is it state funding?
I think there.
You and I told Senator Lietzau this. If you give a school an F, you had better provide them the resources to improve learning.
I think there's also agreement on both sides that more money is needed for education to at least fulfill the McCleary decision. But I asked Senator Lietzau how the state should pay for it.
We have a $32 billion budget. It is our constitutional responsibility to fund education. The real question is, where does the money, and what do you do in the non-education area?
Senator McAuliffe, do you think the state can find the money by prioritizing funds from the non-education portion of your budget?
I think that it's critically important that each child has the opportunity to learn, which means they have to be able to have health care. They have to be able to have good, their eyesight has to be good. They have to also have dental care. All of those things that make a healthy child is important for that child to learn. So we can't cut those essential elements that are necessary for our children to come to school ready to learn and healthy. So now you ask me this question, where would you get the money and where would you cut? You know, I think because the Republicans are saying we can do it within existing resources, they need to show us.
You don't think we can?
I'm going to hold that answer until I see their budget.
Great. We'll talk to you then. Hey, thank you so much for your time, Senator McAuliffe. We really appreciate it. State Senator Rosemary McAuliffe, the senior Democrat on the Senate Early Education and K-12 Education Committee, and a lot of work to do in that committee. They have to figure out how to kind of abide, how to fix the decision that came down against the state, that the state was not fulfilling its paramount duty under the Constitution, which is to fund basic education.